the old Jenny Hearn, silent and solitary, standing sae still, neath the mossy bank by the tail of the pill, half hid by the feathery fronds o' fern, watches and waits an old Jenny Hearn. Where he'd set low on her streakit breast, she looks fast asleep, or dozing at least, but her breast yellow e'en are looking about for an eel or a puddock, or even a trout. With a braw grey shawl round her shoulders happed, she dreams o' times when her craw was stapped for a rainbow trout for the rearing pond, or yon fishery fern at the back o' beyond. 'Twas no out o' greed, but mair out o' need, with a hantle o' steering wains to feed, that she and her mate gied after this spot, till ye April morning her gidman was shot by some chiel wi' a gun and nae mair sense, when a' that was wanted, a wee wire fence, a fit or sae heich at the edge o' the water, would a' stop at the need for sic senseless slaughter. For try as they micht their lang necks to streech, the end o' the rainbows would be aye out o' reach. But sick is the way o' man wi' nature, when his ploys are threatened by some pair crater, he claims a' the world as his ain dominion, and rides roughshod our only opinion that denies him the richt to do as he pleases, and the balance o' nature can gae to the bleezes. That a hern itsel is ane o' God's wonders, might just hae a richt to a share o' the plunders, is no to the liking o' some toty minds that dwell in the realms o' their maisters behinds. Whose answer to a' things they canna work out is to racks for the gun, tak good aim and shoot. And fishermen tame and shoot o' some blame, when they grudge the old hern a trout for its wame, their heeds fu' o' nonsense, and common hearsay, that a hern eats 10 pun o' trout in a day. If they just had a wee at the back o' they birks, and no breens on through like a couple o' sticks, to fly the old bird, mak her bend at the knees, tak fricht and go screchin' up o'er the trees, but ston and tak tend to the way she bides still, patient as Job by the edge of that pill, waiting for some unsuspecting wee treat to linger o'er lang for nent her big feet. Stay still, hod a minute, old Jenny's steering, neck set like a spring, her nebs ready for spearing, she boos herself for it, her head bending low, then faster than lightning, a death-dealing blow, and a pair wee bit beardies grup like a vice, turned root head first, and gulped doon in a trice. Gies her head a wee shugle, plumes waving like hair, then looks roon about, she's got room for some air. Her een limping on something far out her reach, now watch weel ye fishers, this old ane can teach ye, just who to gang warily after a fish, cannily, daintily, nae hint to a rush. Where he'd set weel for it, her een never stray, as she ever sae slowly creeps up in her prey, ye fit at a time, nae ripple or splash, she hovers a blink, then quick as a flash, heeds in out the water and twists to reveal the frisksome deed throes o' a muckle grey teal, wrapped ticht roun her neck like a hangman's noose. Old Jenny's half chuckle to force ye braxt loose. Syne draps the big eel, then grups it again, pecks 2 or 3 times, dods it heed half a stain. It's tossed and it's turnt till she's got it jist richt, then it's slid o'er her thrapple and doon out o' sicht, where it rummels aboot for a while in her wame, till she's pooked o' her feathers and flees awa' hame.